This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. College enrollment may be up, but a new report says way too many students are dropping out before earning degrees. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Just 38% of young adults in this country have an associate's degree or higher. That puts the U.S. in 10th place internationally. A few years ago, the Obama administration asked college leaders to study the dropout problem. Now the National Commission on Higher Education Attainment is out with its report.
We've gotten too focused on bodies in and not about making certain that there's an opportunity for people to really complete their work.
That's Gordon Gee, president of Ohio State and the group's chairman. The report recommends improving remedial education, providing services like counseling and childcare for working adults, and Gee says putting someone on campus in charge of getting more students across the finish line.
You need to make certain that there is someone who has responsibility and is reminded of that every day and reminds others.
The report also says colleges need to do more to keep costs down. Richard Collenberg studies college access at the Century Foundation.
The costs of college have gone up so much that many low-income and working-class students have to work full-time. And there's a lot of research to suggest that that discourages students from completing.
The commission also calls for better data. Official graduation rates don't count students who transfer to other schools or attend part-time. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.